Laidlaw, can I help you?
Who are you speaking, please?
Beg your pardon?
Who's speaking?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, listen, my name is Roy Mercer. I got a nephew, Petey, that was on a bus route yesterday, south bus route.
Uh-huh.
And he lost it. We had it for show and tell yesterday. He took a Brady Bunch lunchbox, and we had it signed by Sam the Butcher from a programmer.
Uh-huh.
Kind of an expensive item, collector's item. And he didn't come home on it. I was just wondering when y'all found it on the bus yesterday, if y'all just hold that for me, and I'll come down and get it.
Okay, either that or he can pick it up off the bus. Usually they don't bring it in off the bus. Do you know which bus it was?
It was a route, I believe it's route that 30 down there. It's a south. It runs on the rural route on Highway 1055 out here.
Okay.
He didn't turn it in?
No, usually they hold things like that. If the child just lost it on that one day, they just hold it in their
box. He looked around and they said it wasn't on the bus this morning when he got on there. I done talked to him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, then I say that nothing's been brought in then.
Well, then somebody has stole our lunchbox.
Okay. Might check with the school.
What I need to do is get that money or that lunchbox today, because that was a heirloom. That was $350 appraised.
Okay.
We bought that at a flea market at Platte, Nebraska about a year ago.
Yeah. Well, you might check with the school.
Well, I done checked with the school. They ain't found it neither. They said it had to be on the bus. I checked with the boy. They said it wasn't on the bus. So I figured it's in your possession or somebody done stole it. And if they done stole it, then I'm whooping somebody's ass.
Okay. Well, let me...
Because it ain't nothing for me to whoop a man's ass. I'll hit somebody so hard that kid's teeth will fall out.
All right. Well, what's your telephone number? I'll do some checking for you.
I'm going to be out of pocket. You sure it weren't there?
Well, it has been turned
Who
in.
Who is the fella that drives that bus? Because I guarantee you, I'm going to kick his ass so hard he can wear it for a hat.
There could be, I don't know which one it is. It could be 21.
Because y'all
could
are responsible.
22.
I tell you what, how about I just come down there and get $350? We just call it even if he stole the daggum thing.
Okay, if you can prove it's on there.
Well, what do you mean if I can prove it on there?
Because I don't know.
Well, I ain't lying to you. Petey took her lunchbox yesterday to show and tell.
Okay.
Because I'm getting ready to wipe a floor with somebody's ass and then whoop it for not getting up in the corners.
Okay, you don't need to talk that way.
Well, ma'am.
You're welcome to talk to the manager.
Well,
he's not here.
I tell you what, I don't need to do that. I just need to get the money because we had that as a Brady Bunch lunch. You can imagine how expensive it would be.
If you won't give me your number so I can check.
Well, I'm just going to be out of pocket. I work for a living, ma'am. I ain't going to be here in one place for very long.
Right,
I'm checking on this $350 daggum antique lunchbox here.
Okay, then I suggest that you give me a call later so I can check and see which bus. You don't seem to know which bus.
Well, there's a yellow one.
Well, I have a bunch of yellow ones.
Well, by God. I don't, if Petey gets on the daggone bus, I don't live with him. He's a nephew of mine, you understand. Route 30 is what it said. It bus Route 30 down there. Right off of Route 1055. The highway down there?
Okay, I have two buses that go down there, so give me a chance.
I understand it. But listen, I tell you what, because you can call a feller that gave me the appraisal on a lunchbox and prove that it's worth $350.
I don't need that. I just need to find out if it was on the bus.
I understand, because Matt Withers gave me a $350 appraisal and said that he would be sure and give that to me if I'd ever want to sell it.
Okay.
You know Matt? Matt Withers?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is this a joke?
He's also said he'd give me...
I'm going to kill you guys.
He'd give me $350 if I could get you the red ass.
Carolyn, you're about the most accommodating person I've ever run across.
You really are. Carolyn, this is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, no.
I was about to get Old Testament on somebody's ass.
Oh, no. I
hope
we're not ready to get yours.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to tangle with you. I know that.